Good morning. My guests this morning are Clark Miller and Jacqueline Wells from Main Stage West in Sebastopol. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So The Other Place by Char White, it opens tonight at Main Stage West, and you two are part of the cast. So take turns telling me what it's about.
Well, I play the husband of a brilliant scientist who is giving a lecture to a group of doctors in the Virgin Islands, pitching a drug that she herself is the principal inventor of. And something strange starts happening to this woman during her lecture. And the play is really a puzzle and a mystery almost to understand what is happening to her. You only really find out at the end. And I'll let Jacqueline tell you a little bit more about this fascinating woman.
But not too much.
Right? Okay, I won't. No, of course not. I play the scientist Juliana Smithton. And what really attracted to me to this play when I was first reading it was it is like a mystery. So you get and it flows from scene to scene. And from past to future, or not future, but past and present, and you get just different clues as you go along.
Great. Who is this playwright? Is this someone who is a local person?
No, he's a pretty well-established playwright at this point. This play was a hit on Broadway in 2006. The leading lady was Laurie Metcalf, that TV watchers will remember from the Roseanne show. She played the daughter. So it was a big hit for Char White. I think that's where he sort of became really well-known. But he's had three or four other plays staged on Broadway before and after this one.
How did it come to the attention of Main Stage West? I mean, other than through Sixth Street.
Well, I think it's a play that has been on the radar screen for the people who select plays in Sonoma County for quite a while. You know, the directors of the theaters read plays constantly and are always looking for something that'll be good. And this one is wonderful in that it provides two good roles for women, whereas a lot of plays tend to be male-centric.
Right.
And it's also just a very timely play in terms of its topicality around disease, mental health, scientific research on mental health, and that sort of thing.
Jacqueline, have you been challenged by having these two different realities sort of playing in and out of them?
Yes. I've been challenged just to catch up with the cast. And luckily, they have been fantastic because they've been right in the rehearsals with me, where if we had the original actor in it, they wouldn't have to have had as many. So as far as the different realities, it's just like doing a different scene. You know, you have a different objective and you just work on them like that. So
it's fascinating for the audience to sort out what's going on in this play. For the first half of it, they will typically be quite lost, but not so lost that they're frustrated. They start putting it together. And that's one of the delights of the play is just gradually having the lights come on for you as to what's really going on.
This sounds like an exciting show. I talk to a lot of people who are doing theater in doing Sonoma Spotlight. A lot of them attract me, but this is what I'm definitely going to see.
Well, yeah, it's like when it starts off, it's kind of like it starts going and all of a sudden I realize, oh my God, we're off and running, and it doesn't stop until it gets to the end. There's really no breaks, no pauses. It just
no intermission.
Hits the ground running.
It's just a tremendous intensity of experience.
Well, let's tell people that it is The Other Place by Char White, opening October 22nd and playing through November 15th. For information, a telephone number, 823-0177, online, mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.